USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Details are still being worked out for the Judiciary Committee hearing of Christine Blasey Ford, the woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault. Committee member Lindsey Graham tells Fox News Sunday they aren't willing to give in to all of Ford's demands.
She made 10 conditions through her lawyer. We accepted 6. We're not going to turn over to the other side how many witnesses to call. There'll be 2 witnesses, Dr. Ford, then Judge Kavanaugh, and we'll hire our own counsel. They contest those 2 things. If they continue to contest those 2 things, they won't be here.
At least 4 people who Ford claims was at the high school party in the 80s when she says she was assaulted say they have no memory of such a gathering. Ford's attorney says that's not surprising given the time frame and the fact that Ford didn't tell anyone what happened. A new Fox News poll indicates support for Kavanaugh has dropped 5% over the past month. 40% of respondents say they'd vote for Kavanaugh. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is rejecting Iran's claim that the U.S. shares in the blame for an attack on a Tehran military parade that killed 25. Nikki Haley tells CNN's State of the Union that the Iranian president's allegation of support from an unnamed U.S. ally is baseless.
The United States is not looking to do a regime change in Iran. We're not looking to do regime change anywhere. What we are looking to do is protect Americans, protect our allies, and make sure that we do everything we can to stop it.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps accused Saudi Arabia of supporting perpetrators of the attack that killed 29 and wounded 70, while President Hassan Rouhani blamed foreign mercenaries backed by the U.S. A North Carolina National Guardsman's home was burglarized while he was deployed on a Hurricane Florence relief mission. His girlfriend says items taken included irreplaceable valuable coins and jewelry.
Really hope it was worth it to see another family struggle and to watch someone go through what you did to somebody.
Nearly $15,000 has been raised to help 24-year-old Guardsman Luis Ocampo. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A new storm is gathering strength in the Atlantic, moving its way westward into the Caribbean. USA's Wendy King has an update.
Cleanup from Hurricane Florence continues across the Carolinas and parts of Virginia as forecasters turn their attention toward Tropical Storm Kirk. They say Kirk is continuing to move west across the eastern Atlantic, but doesn't currently pose any threat to land. The National Hurricane Center said Kirk is around 400 miles south-southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands, moving slowly west at 16 miles per hour. Kirk is expected to strengthen in the next few days.
President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says he's never questioned Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's honesty. So who knows where the claim about him suggesting someone secretly taped President Trump came from, and if it's true or not.
This has been an investigation in which, I mean, the president has, I think, proven that fake news may happen more often than real news. I mean, everything turns out to be wrong. So I have no idea. There are people with very, very bad motives that would have leaked that.
On Friday, the New York Times reported that Rosenstein discussed invoking the 25th Amendment process for removing an incapacitated president in the chaotic aftermath of FBI Director James Comey's May 2017 firing. Rosenstein told the Times its story was inaccurate and factually incorrect. The body of 27-year-old Navy veteran Stephen Kramer, who went missing while on his Hawaiian honeymoon, was found Friday. Authorities say Kramer was scouting a hiking trail Tuesday to make sure it was safe, but never made it back to the hotel. For USA